This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 346 for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are higher on a turnaround Tuesday, getting support from comparable edible oils. However, prices are backing off from their highs. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract is up $8.60 at $8.1570 per ton. The July contract is up $7.90 at $7.4110 per ton. And new crop November is up $4.40 at $6.3160. There are sharp gains in Chicago soy oil, as well as increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. A trader says there have been reports of cold weather damage to rapeseed in France of about 5% of the planted acres. Below normal temperatures extend across Europe into Ukraine. The rain and snow on the Canadian prairies will add some much-needed moisture, but the trader doubts it will be enough to alleviate the dry conditions across much of the region. Snowfall ranges from trace amounts to as much as 10 inches. After falling to 79.19 U.S. cents earlier today, the Canadian dollar is rebounding, with the loonie at 79.76. On Monday, the dollar closed at 79.66. In the weekly crop progress report, the United States Department of Agriculture says corn planting was at 4% complete as of April 11th. That's 2 points higher than the previous week and 1 point better than this time last year. The planting of U.S. spring wheat was at 11% complete for a gain of 8 points on the week, as well as being 5 points ahead of the average. Winter wheat conditions remain at 53% good to excellent, while 5% of the crop is heading out. China reports significant increases in its grain imports during the first quarter of 2021. Soybeans are up 19% at around 8.2 million tons. Wheat imports are more than double at about 2.9 million tons. Corn is up a whopping 500% at over 6.7 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on turnaround Tuesday. The May contract is up 7.5 cents at $13.89.5 per bushel. May soy oil is up 1.58 cents at 53.03 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is down $6.90 at $395 per hundredweight. Corn futures are stronger on Tuesday, with the May contract up 11 cents at $5.80 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract up 3 cents at $3.75.5. Wheat futures are higher on Tuesday. Chicago May is up 2 cents at $6.30. Kansas City May is up 6 cents at $5.85. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May is up 6.5 cents at $6.49. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 13th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.